Lord, I pray that you help us now. We certainly need the direction of the Lord. We need the direction of the Lord tonight. I don't want to do anything wrong. But in John chapter 10, as the Lord has helped us to study the past few days on this message here, if we'd stand our feet one more time and have to reverence the reading of God's Word and the one who wrote the book. In John chapter 10, I want you to look in verse 27, a very familiar scripture. I preached on this not too long ago, but not this message, but just out of this passage of scripture here. Let me pray again. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd help us now and strengthen us and give us the words that these dear folk need to hear. And we'll give the glory for it all. For these things in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now look in John chapter 10 and verse 27. He said, "My sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And my Father which gave them is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." You may be seated tonight. In this passage of Scripture, as the Lord Jesus starts right here, He starts out in that talking about Him being the shepherd and us being the sheep. Now that quickly changes as we look in the rest of the passage here, that He quickly becomes the life giver and we become the life getter. And I'm glad tonight that I have eternal life and that in the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. As long as He's alive, I'm alive. The Bible said in Little John over there that this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Jesus said to Martha in John chapter 11, in the next chapter over here, if you want to look in verse 25, Jesus said to her and said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Hey, I'm glad you may plant me out in Buttram Cemetery one day, but I will live again. Amen. I'll live in a new body, and that like under the Son of God. Praise Him, praise Him. But then look in the next verse. This is even more wonderful than that one. "And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" Thank God we got the promise of that, of eternal life, by believing in the blessed Son of God. I was listening to a fellow the other day on the radio, and bless his heart, he was a soul sleeper. I believe that when you died, that you went to sleep. I believe that when you died, and listen, death is just like sleep for the child of God. There's no doubt about that. That's how painless that it is. We just lay down, go to sleep. Listen, we go to sleep here and wake up over yonder. Amen. I thank God for that. He misquoted and miscorrected 2 Corinthians 5 and 8. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I don't know how you take that verse and make soul sleep out of it, but he was trying his best. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5, "For we know that if our earthly house, this tabernacle were dissolved, that we have a building in heaven, or we have a building made without hands, eternal." Thank God for that, in the heavens. Amen. But I've got eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. He is my life. Bible said in verse 28, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." And look at the protection, and I'll deal with this here in a minute too. But look at the protection that we have in verses 28 and through that verse 30. "Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Thank God tonight that I'm protected in the Lord Jesus. But if I could preach for just a minute or two, having a thought really out of verse 27 and just a little bit out of verse 29. If I could preach, I want to preach on the thought that I am His and He is mine. Boy, I'm glad tonight that Jesus is real. I'm glad tonight that friend that He's got me. That I'm not doing the keeping, but He's doing the keeping. I'm glad tonight that I'm His and He is mine. Number one, first of all, let me say in the very fact that I am His, in the very fact that I belong to Him, because He purchased me. Listen tonight, He paid for us. What do you think Jesus got when He paid for you? What do you think that He got out of the deal when He paid for us? I look at me sometimes in that mirror that we talked about, that you all talked about tonight. And I look in that mirror and I think about how sorry and low down that I was and still am, that I was lost and undone. And He didn't get nothing when He got me. You ever bought anything and then when you get it, you wish you hadn't bought it? I mean, you ever done that before? You ever say, boy, I wish I hadn't bought this piece of junk? I remember one time that I let a fella train, then talked me into trading an old Chevrolet truck that I had for a Ford truck. And listen, I shouldn't have never made that trade. I mean, I wish I'd have never traded that. In a million years, that Chevrolet I had was a far better truck than that Ford that I was trading into. And when I got it, I thought, my soul, I wish I'd have never done that. I could see where Jesus, when He paid for us, I would say, I wish that I'd have never done that. But you know what? He never one time said, I wish I'd have never done that. Boy, you look in Luke chapter 19 and 10, how the Bible said, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Boy, I'm glad He loved sinners. I'm glad He loved sinners. Oh, so much. We miss that so much, church, that Jesus loves sinners. He loves sinners. Boy, I tell you, the only people He ever gave a hard time was the religious crowd. He never gave sinners a hard time. I think that'd be good for me and you to learn. Who did He show love to? Well, He showed love to everybody. I understand that. But boy, He loved sinners. He certainly did. He loved on them. And boy, just wanted them to get saved. Listen, even the Apostle Paul, if you go back and you look at his life as he tried to win folk and that unto Christ, he just loved sinners. Just loved sinners. Boy, I tell you, but He purchased me and paid for me. I love the blood because that's what He bought me with. 1 Peter 1. And verse 18, He said, for as much as you know that you're not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Christ Jesus didn't pay gold for us or silver. Christ Jesus didn't pay some kind of monetary value, but He gave His whole life so that we could be saved. He purchased us. He purchased us in the very fact, if you look in John chapter 10 and verse 11, He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth His life for the sheep. He was willing to come and give Himself for us. You go back to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20, and you find out that He was the lamb slain before, now not from, but before the foundation of the world. Now the Bible says it many other times that He was a lamb slain from the foundation of the world. But in 1 Peter 1 and 20, it says before the foundation of the world. So He knew you and you and you and you and you and me. He knew us and was willing to come and die for us anyway. You know, sometimes I read that and I listen to what we say as preachers, and it sounds like a fairy tale. Now think about that for just a minute. We're telling people to believe in a man that came before the world was ever created. We're telling them to believe in a man that created the world. And this same man who was perfect and is God himself was birthed by a virgin into this world and at 33 and a half years old was took and hung at Calvary and our sins from God the Father was applied to him and now whoever will come can be saved. Oh, by the way, he rose again. Well, I about forgot that. Don't that sound like a fiery tale to the world tonight? That's why it's called faith. We just believe by faith that Jesus done that. You know why I believe by faith that Jesus done that? One, the Bible said so. Two, I've seen him make a difference in other people's lives. But he's made a difference in my life. He's come by and made a difference in my life. But Jesus purchased us. The devil had us. We belonged to the devil. You say, I never belonged to the devil. Oh, yes, you did. If you look in John 8 and 44, he told the Pharisees over there, he said, you have your father, the devil, and lust of your father you'll do. He was a murderer from the beginning, abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh of the lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. He purchased us because Adam had lost us way back yonder in the garden. He purchased us. Bible says in Galatians 3 that Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. But we weren't worth buying back. But I'm purchased and paid for. I'm blood bought and I'm his. You know what? I don't even belong to me no more. I got to preaching over there at the nursing home on Friday, and one of the first points that I come to there, I believe it was in the book of Psalms, was some things that we have in the Lord, and I was preaching on how we're hid in him. And the Bible talks about in Colossians 3 that Christ, that we're hid in Christ. So when God looks at us, he sees Christ. Ain't that something? You know what Christ is saying? Hey, this one's mine. This one's mine. I belong to him. I don't belong to me anymore. I don't belong to the devil. I belong to him. And you know what? Since I belong to him, not only have I been purchased by him from a fellow who was perfect, a friend who had never sinned and gave himself life for sinners, but not only am I purchased, but I am protected. I'm kept in him. I don't have to worry about being lost again. I can't be lost. Right around Christmas time, there was some folks out of Texas sent me two books. And one of them was Once Saved, Always Saved. The Eternal Lie or something like that. Or Holiness. Or Church of God or whatever you want to call them. You know, not everybody believes in Once Saved, Always Saved. And the fellas wrote a book on why Once Saved, Always Saved, why that doctrine is a lie from the devil. And he's had to twist and rest scripture to make that happen. Now, I know my book tonight. Amen. Listen, you know why? I know that I'm protected because I belong to him. Amen. Now, listen, if you're saved tonight, you belong to him. And Jesus ain't never lost a one yet. He said that we're in his hand. We're in the Father's hand. And listen, he said no man can pluck them out of our hand. Amen. Thank God for that. Boy, I ought to be shouting right now. Amen. Thank God I'm kept in him. Bless his name tonight. He's got me. I'm as free as I've ever been tonight. Listen, I don't have to worry about hell. I don't have to worry about death. I don't have to worry about the great white throne judgment. And I praise him. Thank God. Hey, I'm kept in him tonight. Amen. I'm protected. I'm protected. That may not excite you, but it excites me tonight. Listen, I belong to Him. And since I belong to Him, I'm protected by Him tonight. Don't you protect what's yours? Don't you protect what's yours? There's been many times that me and my wife has got in some situation and I wasn't too concerned about protecting me as much as I was protecting her, because she's mine. I'll never forget years ago. I don't even know if we was married or not. And we was with some friends of ours, and we were up in Knoxville, and he got to running his mouth just a little too loud, and he was just talking out loud. Sometimes talking out loud gets you in trouble. And we're just walking down through there, and let's just say he was talking out loud, and I thought we was going to have to fight before we got out of there. And you know what? Sometimes you do got to fight for what's yours. Do you know tonight he would be willing to fight for you? He would be willing to fight for you. That amazes me, that the God in heaven is willing to fight for me. Listen, do you know that the Lord Jesus told Simon over there in the book of Luke chapter 22. He said, Simon, he said, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for thee. Boy, you know, we fail to read that sometimes, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Well, sometimes my faith fails. Satan comes to sift and take apart. And you know what? My faith begins to fail. But I am protected because I've been purchased by the Savior tonight. I'm kept in eternal life. I'm kept in that from the devil. He no longer can destroy me. He might be able to try to sift me. He is my adversary. And we are going to battle and fight. But he can't have me no more, because I belong to the Lord Jesus tonight. I'm protected from hell and judgment tonight. Amen. Just as sure as Lazarus went to Abraham's bosom, I'll go to heaven when I die. I'll go to heaven. If you ain't saved now, you can't say that. You'll die and go to hell if you ain't saved tonight. But I'm glad that I'm protected. You're not protected tonight if you ain't saved. You ain't protected and you ain't kept by the Lord. I encourage you to get saved. I encourage you not to stand at the great white throne judgment. In Revelation chapter 20, when John said, behold, I saw a great white throne, from him whose face, from him that sat upon it, whose face the heaven and the earth fled away, and there was found no place for them. Don't find yourself there. Get saved tonight before it's too late. Get saved tonight. Some of you remember Brother S.A. McElhaney. If I said Hoss, some of you remember Hoss being on the radio. And a preacher the other day sent me two of his broadcasts. And you had to know Hoss, he was one of a kind. I mean, one of a kind. Even when he preached, he was one of a kind. Now, he was a sight. But I sat down and I listened to one of them broadcasts the other day as he got ready to come on to her. You know what he done? And I thought it was so sweet. He just encouraged sinners to get saved. And talked about how that it wasn't the will of God that any should perish, but that all come to repentance. And just said, dear sinner, would you get saved tonight? I thought, boy, what a sweet thing. And you know what? Jesus does the same thing. He says, why don't you get saved tonight? Why don't you get saved? If you've never been saved, why don't you get saved tonight? I'm glad tonight that I'm protected from hell and death. I don't ever have to worry about that. I don't ever have to worry about that. What did the Apostle Paul say in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he said, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for that. I've got victory. I'm protected. I'm kept during the storm. Oh, when the storm rages, I'm kept. First song we sang before Sunday school this morning, Stand By Me. Well, I hadn't heard that old song in a long time. Oh, it talked about, what page? Oh, let's see here. Let me see if I can find this real quick. You know what page that was, Brother Jeff? You don't. You're going to make me look it up, ain't you? You're going to make me look it up. I want you to listen. I want to get it right.
I want to get this right as to what it said. The very first part of the verse says, when the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the storms of life are raging, stand by me. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon a sea, thou who rulest wind and water, stand by me. Hey, I'm glad tonight when the storms come crashing down. And boy, I'm telling you, the thunder rolls and the lightning crashes. And it scares us. And we wonder what's going to happen, and the wind blows more than it's ever blown before. I'm glad there's one that's got us tonight, that we're kept in the palm of His hand and kept all right. I'm glad I got a place and that to go to. The Bible said that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he that lieth in his way, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I'm protected and kept during the storm. I've got a place to run to, a pavilion that the Bible talks about in Psalms chapter 27. He shall hide me in the time of trouble, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle, he shall hide me and he shall set me upon the rock. It may not mean a whole lot to you, but boy, when the winds blow, ain't you glad that he can hug you up and love on you and put you in the secret of his pavilion? And the Bible talks about how that we're under the shadow of his wings and how that he keeps us. I am his, and he is mine. Boy, I tell you what, since I am his, he wants me to perform the work that he has for me. He wants us to perform, not as in putting on a show. I tell you, I want to talk a little more about what he is to us. But I tell you, we need to work for him. Not put on a show, not to perform as in a show, but to perform because of the work that he's got us to do. You know, he just didn't purchase us for us to do nothing. You ever bought anything and then just took it in and set it down? You know, if it was in my house, let me say this. If I had to decorate a house, we'd paint the walls and that'd be it. Amen. My wife will tell you that's the truth. Amen. She'll tell you. You go into my study, and there's a painting of a church house and a street down here in Athens in the 1930s. Hanging on. That's it. That's it. I mean, why? Because us men, that stuff just don't mean a whole lot. To us. I mean, I don't want to buy something that I just sit there and look at. Amen? Y'all understand what I'm saying? Now, I tell the truth, you're just the same way, ain't you, Nicholas? I mean, hey, listen, my wife will buy them, and I say, what are you buying them for? I want to look at them. Ain't they pretty? Boy, they're pretty to look at. I mean, that's just the way it is. And I mean, that's just the difference in a man and a woman, I guess, tonight. Amen. That's just, amen. He's a looking at you, sis. He's a looking at you. But you know tonight, he's got work for us to do. He just didn't buy us to look at. He bought us. You know, when I buy something, I like to buy something to do with. Whether it's a wrench or a tool or something that I can use. And you know what? When the Lord, when he got us, you know what? He bought us and purchased us and keeps us and protects us so that we can perform the work that we need to do for him. Ephesians chapter 2 said that we are his workmanship. We are his workmanship. We're to work for him. Titus 2 said, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works. We're to have works about us. Not to be saved. We understand that tonight. But because that we are. Bible said in Titus 2 and 14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people. Zealous of good works. So when people tell you that you're different, you ought to just know that you're keeping up with the Bible. That we're peculiar. We're peculiar. We're to perform the work. Do the work that he wants us to do. Say, preacher, how do I know the work? Get into the Word of God. I'm beginning to pray. Say, preacher, it's always the same thing with you. It's always pray and seek God in the Word of God. Yep, that's it. I've never found any other book like this book right here. I ain't never found another book like this book right here. This book is something else. This book is a little, I mean, it's what saves sinners. Huh? Think about that. This book, this little book, I literally tell sinners I have to get saved by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells us and shows us the mind of God all through the Old Testament and through the New Testament too, and teaches us how to live in this wicked and present world. I mean, it just tells us what we need to do. And you'll find it in this book. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." And he said there in verse 29, "My Father which gave them me, I'm his, and he is mine." We're to perform the work that we are to do for him. Number four tonight, in the fact that I am his, but thank God he is mine, that I can find him when I need him. You ever just needed God to come by? You ever just needed the Lord to shine on you and just come by and just let you know that he's there? Let you know. I mean, just let you know. I've prayed and so God, and if I, and there's going to come a day if the Lord let me do this sometime, that I'm just going to preach a message on all the times that I've cried for God to come by, and he has. I'll never forget, I was struggling with some things here at the church, and just the order of service and some things, and I went home, and I mean, I was struggling with things. Because there's one thing I want to do or don't want to do is mess it up. I mean, I'd rather close my Bible and go home if that's the right thing to do and not mess it up. But I didn't want to mess it up. I'll never forget that I'd been praying, "God, you're going to have to send me some help." And I guess God knows that's my favorite thing to say, because I say it all the time. "Lord, you're going to have to send me some help, because I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do." Man, I was just struggling. And one day, there was a knock on my front door. And from a feller that, I may or might not see at my house all the time. And he come in, and he just, as we talked, small talked there a little bit, and began to give me a little instruction on some things. And you know what? As he kept talking, the Lord said, "See, you prayed, and there's your answer." And I got my instruction. And you know what? I ain't never had another problem with that right there, just trusting God. Not in that situation right there. Not in that situation. No, sir, no, ma'am. I have not. Hey, listen, I could just go on. But listen, when you call up, I know that you can find him if he's yours tonight. I believe tonight that I could call my daddy and he would come running. I remember the night when my colon ruptured. And Kelly, I sent her on to church. And she done what she was supposed to do. She didn't have her phone up here in the choir. And I called and called and called. About 10 after 7, that thing ruptured. And listen, it was different than anything else I'd ever had. And I mean, it's just like you turned a light switch on. And I knew something was wrong. And I knew something was so bad wrong that I packed me a bag before we ever left to go to the hospital. Because I knew they were keeping me. I mean, that's how bad I was. I mean, you don't hurt that bad and get to come back home in just a minute or two. And so I knew my dad laid out church on Wednesday nights. I did. I told him, I said, "Boy," I said, "if there was ever a time that I was glad you laid out of church on Wednesday night, I'm glad tonight is it." Because I called him. I said, "Daddy," I said, "you need to come down here and take me to the hospital." And here's what he said. He said, "What's wrong?" I said, "Hey, something wrong with my colon." He said, "I'll be down there in just a minute." And you know what? There he was. You know something? The Lord Jesus is the same way for us tonight. When we call, he's just right there. He's just right there. Listen tonight. Listen. I'm glad not only am I his, but he's mine. He's mine. I'm glad I belong to him, but boy, he's mine tonight. He is mine. Hey, listen. If you could just ever get that in your mind tonight, that the God that sits in heaven, the one that sits to the right of the throne, the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit that resides in our heart, they're ours tonight. Psalms 34, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. Listen, I can find him when I need him. Now listen, sometimes I'm like David, and I think he's hid himself. But I do know this, that he's always faithful to show up, ain't he? Let me say this, number five tonight. Not only can I find him, but I'm glad he's my friend tonight. He's mine. Talk about him being mine. I'm his. He purchased me and protects me and wants me to perform. But he's my friend. Oh, when nobody else cares for me. Oh, Brother Fred Wilson sings that old song sometimes. Nobody's ever cared for me like Jesus. I'm glad he loves me tonight. Greater love hath no man than this, and that a man would lay down his life for his friends. Jesus is calling us his friend because he is willing to lay down his life for us. Is he your friend tonight? He's mine. Well, I tell you, sometimes we got a strained relationship, but not on his account, but because on my account. Sometimes it's a strained relationship, but it's us and not him. I'm glad tonight that the Bible said that a friend loveth at all times. You know, I got to remember that sometimes. That a friend loveth at all times. All times. If you're going to be a friend to somebody, you got to love them at all times. In spite of their self, in spite of their faults, in spite of their problems, even in spite of their sin, we still love them because a friend loveth at all times. Ain't you glad Jesus is your friend tonight? I'm glad he's my friend. I'm glad he's my friend. John 14, he said, I will not, now listen, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And he does. He promised to never leave us nor forsake us. But my last point, let me say this, number six, and last of all, let me say this. I can find him when I need him, and he's my friend. But he is my financier. It's because of him that we can get the job done. He finances it all tonight. He finances it all. I talked about Brother Fred Wilson. I talked about him a few minutes ago singing that song that nobody cares for me like Jesus. One of the favorite sayings that Brother Fred has is, God ain't broke. That's what he'll say. God ain't broke. And that's about the way that he says it too. Amen. I wish I could say it just like him, but I can't. Listen, but you know what? God ain't broke. God ain't broke tonight. He's my financier for everything that I set out to do for him. He's the financier. He's the one that makes sure that the way gets paved, and all we got to do is just go forward and do what he'd have us to do. Listen, and he'll pay the bill as we go. Amen. He'll pay the bill. I'm glad that he pays the bill. He financed my salvation so that I could get saved. Paid for me. Paid for me. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord and the blessing upon his people. But can I tell you tonight, you're looking at the richest poor man that you've ever seen in your whole life. The Bible said in Proverbs 10 that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. I've been talking to a preacher, and I'll have to make sure to cut this out too. Because he'll listen to it. I know that he will. But I made friends with a preacher up in Kentucky. And I was talking to him. And he's been emailing me. And he listens to us on the broadcast. And he called me the other day. He emailed me and said, can I call you? I said, I'd love for you to call me. And so he called me. And I didn't know nothing. I didn't know nothing about him at all. And you all think I like to talk. This old boy likes to talk. I mean, now that's saying a lot, man, if he can out-talk me. This old boy loves to talk. And we'd been in this conversation about 10 minutes, and I was thinking to myself, this old boy really loves to talk and loves to talk about the Lord, but he just loves to talk, you know. So he got to talk about helping blind people. And some work and doing blind things. And he said, oh yeah, preacher, I ain't told you that I'm blind, have I? I said, no, you didn't tell me that you were blind. And I said, and I guess I talked to him for 2 hours the other night, didn't I? When I got off the phone, it had been 2 hours that we had talked on the phone. And even today, he called me for just a minute today, and he was jumping. He said, I've got to jump out of the... And by the way, they've got to... him and his wife's got 5 children, one on the way right now. We'll have 6. Now, and he works a job. Blind and works a job. Ain't that amazing? Amen. And we think it's hard, don't we? But anyway, I talked to this fella, and he's blind. And he is the happiest fella that I have ever talked to in my whole life. I mean, he is just—he is wide open and as happy as can be. I don't know how happy I'd be if I was blind. This old boy was just tickled to death. Just to be serving Jesus. He was telling me some stories, and I'm thinking, my soul, my soul. God has blessed him. He has figured out God's blessings that it makes you rich. There's a little song that me and my daddy used to sing years ago, and I know I've sung it for you before. And I'll sing it every now and again over at the nursing home. And them old timers love it. Thank you, Lord above, for looking down on me. I'm richer now than any man would ever hope to be. I've got water in my well in heaven, in my soul. And when I count my blessings, I'm the richest man I know. I got a humpback mule, a plow in a tater patch, chicks that's gonna hatch someday. And the good Lord above sent a good gal to love me. I'm the richest man in the world. You know what makes us rich tonight, church? The blessings of the Lord. He's my financier tonight. He pays it all. Pays it all. You can have all the money in the world, but that ain't going to bring you no happiness tonight. Some people say, well, preacher, I sure would like to try it. I tell you what, money will bring you fun, but it won't bring you happiness. But the blessings of the Lord, it brings you happiness. I am His, and He is mine. Oh, I'm glad to be saved tonight and kept by the power of God that He has. Let's bow our heads tonight, if we would. Do you know Him tonight? Do you know somebody who's testified tonight? Come on, men, let's get some verse of invitation tonight, if we would. When you get your song picked out, Brother Lewis, you just go ahead and start playing, if you would. But do you know Him? Has He purchased you? Can I tell you tonight, He's paid for you. He's paid for you. But you've got to come to Him. You've got to come to Him. And you've got to accept Him. Do you know this man named Jesus? Oh, you may know Him tonight, but I'm talking about knowing Him in your heart. I'm talking about, has there been a day that you trusted Him, a night that you might have asked Him to come into your heart and save you or forgive you? I say, Lord, I'm sorry for being a sinner. Would you save me? Boy, I'm His, and He is mine.